You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's a Thursday, it's SME of the week time, and with schools opening next week, why not take a look at a small and medium-sized business that has a direct impact on schools around the world? We're joined on the line by the co-owner of Totem Bags South Africa. They manufacture school bags in South Africa. Zach Osters joins us to take a look at their business, get a better sense of what it is that they do beyond just the bags. Good evening, Zach. Thanks so much for taking the time. I remember the name Totem from my days in school many, many millennia ago. The bags looked very, very different to how they look now. Clearly, the business has been around for quite some time. Is it the same family-owned business that I remember from my days?
Hey, Jimmy. Yeah, thanks for having us on. Yeah, like you, primary school for me was back in the Stone Age. So it feels like the business has been around for a long time. And correct, yes, the business was started in the late 90s in South Africa by my mother, who had the idea to sort of bring in a school bag that provided parents with an opportunity to buy something that was of quality. She looked around and saw what was available for us as children, realizing that there wasn't much available in terms of quality choice, and that was kind of the genesis for the brand back then.
Since then, Zach, the brand has obviously undergone a lot of change and evolution. And from a business perspective, I mean, I imagine your mom was running the business at some point. You are now co-owner and director within the business. And evolution from a product perspective, but also from a growth and a management perspective. Take me through the journey of how the business has kind of gotten to where it is today.
Yeah, so over time, I mean, the landscape changed in South Africa sort of as e-commerce became more and more available to sort of SMEs. I guess the original sort of genesis of the business was distribution into major groups. So, you know, our first customer was the likes of Pick and Pay, and, you know, we've grown distribution into them and all the other major retailers in the country. And that was kind of phase one of the business. Phase two was then sort of building out our own distribution online, building out a web page, back end, adopting the various platforms in, you know, that are available in South Africa, like Takealot into the business, and then really trying to balance being both a retailer and a sort of an online retailer and a sort of wholesale distributor. So having to wear sort of both hats has been an interesting journey, but I think it's one that applies to many businesses today now that the sort of direct to consumer model has really kind of, you know, found its feet and settled in.
Zach, let's take a look at some of the offerings that you guys now have. I mean, we traditionally know the Totem name for school bags, but you've kind of expanded into things like pencil cases, lunchboxes. Take me through what the full product range looks like now.
Yes, I think we're customer driven. So we try to get feedback from customers and figure out what else in the range is something that they're looking at, and there sort of the natural expansion was into accessories that match the product. The focus all along with the product has been quality. So we've been wary to tread into SKUs and subcategories where we can't manufacture something that we would gladly put our name on. So we've expanded into sort of matching sets and trolley bags and some accessories, some maternal bags, some trolley bags for smaller kids. So we're always experimenting. But the core range is really the school product, and, you know, that's the bread and butter, and that's where we aim to keep our customers happy, and anything else around that is ancillary. I guess when we put ourselves in the shoes of the customer, comes back to school, there's 1,000 problems to solve. And we find that if parents can come onto our website or visit us in store and in one swoop pick up a whole bunch of product that matches and ticks the box from a quality perspective, it's just one less thing for the parent to think about, and that's kind of the problem we're trying to solve.
Mm. Zach, let's talk about the actual bags themselves that you guys manufacture. Do you manufacture everything locally? I imagine you've got quite a large staff contingent locally, given how long the business has been around. But how are the bags made? What's the process like there? What are you guys doing there?
Yeah, so as much as we'd love to make the bags in South Africa, unfortunately, we don't have the manufacturing capability to produce this kind of product at this scale, at this price. So, you know, we work with a long-standing manufacturing partner abroad who's we've been working with for 20 years, and that's the kind of symbiotic relationship. We do all the product design, And they assist us with the manufacture. We may look down the line as things improve in South Africa and we find manufacturing capability locally is something we'd love to do. But at present, we manufacture abroad, but all sort of design, distribution, marketing is all handled locally by our South African team.
Zach, take me through the distribution locally. You say that that's handled locally, but I see you guys also have things like resellers. Take me through where people can get hold of your products. You mentioned a store earlier. You mentioned online. Tell us all of those details around the people that, or the parents out there especially, that want to get access to Totem backpacks, trolley bags, and all those other good things that you guys have. How do people get in touch with you?
Yeah, so nationally, we're across the major groups. We're in Pick n Pay, we're in ShopRite, Walton's, P&A, and the likes. JD Group has come on board recently. We've also got long-standing relationships with kind of regional independent stores and stationers that are, you know, servicing particular schools and particular catchment areas. Those are listed on our website. I think we service close to 100 of them, sort of nationwide. So there's always somewhere nearby where a parent can walk in, and you know, sometimes buying online, you know, you don't get the ability to sort of touch and feel. And when we're selling a product of quality, we think our bag does better when somebody actually holds it in their hands and gets to feel and assess the quality by really sort of handling the product. So we, you know, we always believe that retail, physical retail, is going to have a home for us. And then aside from that, we, you know, we're engaged on Takealot. We sell there, and then we've got our own website at totembags.co.za there, where people can buy direct from us.
Speaking of that quality aspect, Zach, what about the sustainability of the business? I mean, I know there's been quite a big focus around sustainably sourcing things. We've seen that from various types of companies, but it's also something that you guys hold close to your hearts. Tell me about what you guys are doing there.
Yeah, so sustainability is an interesting one. We you know, some of our products we use what's called an RPET, which is a PET fabric that's made from effectively a recycled plastic source. So we've experimented with that over the years. For us, really, the main way we see sustainability impacting is around buying quality. So, you know, we think that buying something that lasts, not something that is in the sort of fast fashion bucket, is how we make a mark. You know, we've got many anecdotes from thousands of customers over the years of people who have bought their bag and used it for, you know, we've got a 3-year guarantee, and they've ended up using it for, you know, for years past that. So our view on sustainability is not creating the waste in the first place. You know, I think we live in an age of fast fashion where, you know, people are buying stuff that's really made very cheaply and finds itself in the garbage heap, you know, after, you know, a single hand number of uses. So we're trying to make stuff that lasts, and that's our sustainability angle, by just producing something that doesn't land up in the rubbish heap within a few touches.
Quality, sustainable school bags are readily available for you as we kick off the new schooling year. I think we'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much, Zach, for the time and for the insights. That is Zach Oster, who is the co-founder at Totem Bags, joining us for this week's SME. If you're looking for that business, it is Totem, as in Totem, bags.co.za. They've got their bags on that site, but they've also got them on Takealot and other platforms. All the best to you and your business, Zach, in this year and all the years going forward.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.